We'll start again from the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Zayin, Amud Aleph, toward the bottom. The new Perek. Shmoyne Shrotzim Amurim B'Torah HaTzodin V'Chovel Behen Chayef. There are 8 Shrotzim that are enumerated in the Torah that have a Tumas Nevela B'Magom. When you touch them B'Nivlosom, you're Metame. Now the 8 Shrotzim happen to be split up into two Psukim. The first Pasuk mentions the Chole, the Achbar, and the Tzov, Lemineu. And the second Pasuk says, the Anoka, the Koy Chalton, the Choymet, and the Tinshomis. And the third Pasuk says, Eila Atmeim Lachem. These are the ones that are Metame. These seem to imply, as the Rabbanon are going to say in the Gemara, Lafuk Rabbi Yechem and Nuri, that these, Eila is coming, it seems to imply that only these have a din of Basar, because Or is not Metame, only Basar is. Mashma, only the ones listed in the second Pasuk, those 5 have a din that if you touch their Basar, it's Tomei, because they don't have it in R. Masheng and the first 3 have it in R. So R would not be Metama, only if you touch the Basar, but not the R. But only the last 5 is Eila Tmeim Lechem, even if you touch the R, because the R is like a Basar. Masheng and Rabbi Yechim and Nui holds that all of them, all 8 have it in R. That's what the Gemara is going to say. All 8 have it in R, and the Tumah is obviously only the Tumah's Basar, when you touch the Basar of the Nivla, of the Nevela, of the Sheretz. But the R is not Metama, R is never Metama. But the point is, the Shemayna Shvatzim, according to Rabbi Yechim and Nuri, all have an R, and they have a Tumah's Basar, not because of the R, but because of the Basar that you touch. Now, other Shvatzim that do not have a din of Tumah's Sheretz, they don't have a din of Tumas Sheretz B'Nivlosom. Only the Shemayna Shrotzim do. Other Shrotzim don't have a din Or at all. They only have a din Basar. But they don't have a Mechudish Degedin of Tumas Nevela B'Magom. That's only by Shemayna Shrotzim. The din Tumah is exclusively when you touch the Basar, not when you touch the Or. So these happen to have an Or, but it's only Tumah when you touch the Basar. The Mishnah says, when it comes to Shabbos, if you trap them, or if you cause a chabola in them, that means, we're on the 2 pshatim. Either you let the blood out, the chabura that you make, which is a told to the shoychid Rashi in one pshat, because damu ha-nefesh. So just like yechayv on shoychid, which is an av, so the told is, any part of dam is the nefesh, yechayv on shoychid. So that's only when it has an or, yechayv al netilas neshama. Mashek in other shrotzim, you're not going to be chayiv. The mere fact that you have a black and blue mark doesn't mean that the blood is not a blood that goes back into the bloodstream. You're only chayiv a chabura when the blood does not go back into the bloodstream. So by any other black and blue mark, it goes back into the bloodstream, assuming that it goes back into the bloodstream, so it's not chabura. Mashenk by the Shemayna Shrotzim, which have an R, so it's not the pshat that it goes back into the bloodstream. It doesn't come out only because it has an R. But Be'etzim would not go back into the bloodstream. Mashenk and other Shrotzim, they don't have an R, so if a taka comes out, Yechai for Chabura. But if it doesn't come out, the mere fact that it seems like you injured them, that's not called a Chabura. So Shemayna Shrotzim and Mutara, because they have an R, so Atzodon, Yechai for Tzedev, it's Tzarek Legufor, V'achoyvo Ben, because it has an R, so Yechai on the Chavola. V'shash Shkotzim Rumosim, other Shkotzim Rumosim that do not have it in R, so then, achoyvo ben potter. If it merely has a black and blue mark, that's not considered that you're a tzevea because it doesn't have a din or. If it merely has a skin that's a basar, it's not called chavola. Not mitzat tzevea, not mitzat netil seshomi, because it goes back into the bloodstream, unless it comes out, unless it actually punctures and the blood comes out. But if it's merely a marking, that is not considered a ma'isa chavola because they don't have an or. So it should have come out if it's real chavola. If it has an or, the R is preventing it from coming out. So, Shmoyne Shrotzim, Chzodan and Choyve Ben Yechayiv. However, Shash Kotzim Gomosim, Hachoyve Ben Yepotter, but at Chzodan, it depends. Litzurich, if you do it Litzurich, Yechayiv. Like any Meloch, there has to be Litzurich Gufoy. Shalot Litzurich, if it's a Meloch, Shayne Tzichlu Gufoy, Yepotter. Chayve Oif Shabeshusoy. Chayin Oif, that's ready entrapped in his Rishus. Hatzodan Yepotter, because it's ready entrapped. Vachoyve Ben Yechayiv, because they have an R. So Yechayev on the Chavola, because it doesn't go back into the bloodstream. Why does it not come out? Because of the R. So that's why Yechayev on the Chavola. Other Shrotzim, by them, they don't have an R, so then Taka Yepot on the Chavola. Zok the Gemara, Midik Toni Yechayev ben Chayev, from the fact that it says Yechayev ben Yechayev, Michlal de Islu R. Yichayv in the Chavala because it has an R, so Yichayv even if it doesn't come out, because it would have come out if not for the R. So man Tana, who's the Tana that holds that all Shemani Shchotzim have an R? Or Mashmul, Rabbi Yoichim Menurihi. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah Chulin, Rabbi Yoichim Menurihi Oimer, Shemani Shchotzim Yeshlam Oiris. All eight Shchotzim have a din R. So because he says they all have a din R, so a Mela, they're not going to have a Tumas Nevela by touching the R, only by the Bosar. That is Shitz Rabbi Yoichim Menuri about all the Shemayin Shrotzim. So the Mishnah that says that Shemayin Shrotzim, that we know Legabi the Mishnah in Chulim, that have it in R, Yechayim in the Chavala, because Chavala is mainly totally in R, either because of Tzever, or because of Netilas Neshama, and it's considered that the Dam was Yoitza, just it doesn't come out physically because of the R, that's only if you hold that they have an R, so Yechayim on Chavala and all Shemayin Shrotzim. So Zakti Gemara, Miriktoni Yechayim Ben Chayim Michal Dislu R, Mantano Meshmul Rabbi Yechayim Menuri, the Tanah Rabbi Yechayim Menuri, Yechayim Shemayin Shrotzim, Yechayim Oireis. Rab Ravuna Omar, Rav, Afilatem Rabbonon. Rabbonon that argue Rabbi Yechayim Menuri, like we said, they the friendship between the first Pasuk and the second Pasuk. That the din of Eila Tmeim Lachem, that there's a din R only in the first Pasuk. On the Cholot Achman Etzov, Mashiach in the second Pasuk, it says Eila Tmeim, they have a din Bosor, their R is a din Bosor. That's the Gabi din in Tumah. They say that it doesn't have, Rabbonon say it doesn't have a din R. But the Gabi Hilchah Shabbos, of course it has a Metzizdik R. So the Gemara, Rabbi Ravuna Omer Afilu Teim Rabbonon. Even according to Rabbonon that argue over there, Atkan Aplik Rabbonon Leide Rabbi Yechim Menuri, Elin Yin Tumah. The Gabi Tumah, this is Exeris HaKosuv. It says, Dechsev Eila Tmeim Lachem, Eila is coming to be Mayit, Zog Drashi. The Hei Yisayer of Hatmeim, is Hatmeim Lagabe Yisrael saying Kipsoron, that Hatmein, that the R is saying Kipsoron, that they don't have a din R, but rather the R is a din Basar. And Eilez Limute, to come to exclude, which one? The first Basak, Hanukkah Kama, Cholet Achmen Tzov. So because it says Eil Hatmeim, so Lagabe Yisrael saying Kipsoron, that the second Basak is telling us that it doesn't have a din R, the R is like a din Basar. That's the Gabi Hilchas Tumah, which is Exeris HaKosuf, Eila Lamayit and Atmeim to tell me that Lerabbis are saying Kapsaron that it's like Din Bosor. Avelin in Shabbos, I feel Rabbanu Moida. They have already agreed that it has an R and you'll be chayv as choyvo, either as Tzaveah or as Netil Shoma. So Avelin in Shabbos, I feel Rabbanu Moida. They agree, Dr. Rashi, the Yeshlem R. Avada has a Metzizdik R. Just in Hilchas Tumah, it's considered Ori saying Kapsaron because of the Pasuk of Eila Atmeim. So Rabbi Barav Huna is being matcha Shmuel statement that says that the Mishnah by us is only Rabbi Yechim and Uri Shita that holds that all Shemayin Shotzim have an R. But the Oilam, it could be, Rabbi Barav Huna says it could be the Rabbanon too. Even though in Tumah they say not all Shemayin Shotzim have an R, only the first Pasuk, and not the Pasuk that enumerates all five, because it says Eilat Meim, it's coming to Ma'abe Yosein Kipsogon, that it's in Bosar, that's the Gabi Tumah. The Gabi Shabbos, the Olam, they agree that all Shemayin Shrotzim have a din R. Frag the Gemara, Ulinin Shabbos, Loi Pligi. You're saying that Rabbanon Rabbi Yechim and Uri don't argue Linin Shabbos, and they all agree that Chavola Yubi Chayev on all Shemayin Shrotzim? For Tanya, Hatzot Echabi Shemayin Shrotzim Amun B'Torah, if someone traps one of the Shemayin Shrotzim, or HaChoyvo Ben, Yechayev, why? Because they have a din R, so Yechayev and Chavola. Only Divrei Rabbi Yechim Menuri, it's only the words of Rabbi Yechim Menuri. V'chachomim oimrin, ein or elo, davkuf zayinam et beiz, l'mashemonu chachomim. That means, Rabbanu clearly argue, and they say that the din of R is only for those that are mentioned in the Mishnah in Chulin, and not all of them. Now, the kasha right way is going to be, Rashi says, it seems like a mishabeshto. It's a technical question, meaning we're asking a question that the Rabbanon clearly argue by Shabbos also, and they say not everything has an R. Only certain things have an R. Only the ones that are in the first Pasuk, not the second Pasuk. But the Lashon of the Gemara is, L'mashemonu chachomim, that's incorrect, Zog Rashi. Mishabeshti, Adrabah, L'mashemonu chachomim, the ones that are mentioned, the second Pasuk is Ein Lam R. They're saying Kapsoron Kamri. So that's what the Gemara is going to, the Shakavatai in the next few lines, is possibly going to be in a technicality, how to understand L'mashamonu Chachomim. In fact, the Gemara, Adarabba, the opposite is correct, is true. L'mashamonu Chachomim ain't L'mor. The ones that are mentioned do not have a din or, because it's the same Kipsorim. Zok the Gemara, V'omer Abaya, Meaning, you have to say the pshat as follows. Hachi komar. Ein or cholok mi basar. The difference, there's no difference. The difference between an or and a basar is only elo lamashaloi monu chachomim. It's only for the ones that were not mentioned by the chachomim. They're not enumerated in the Mishnah. Meaning the din of the or is be'etzim not different than the basar. Only for the shrotzim that were not mentioned. Meaning, not mentioned in the second pasuk, the choil and the ach ben the tzav. Because over there, the or is taka, not metamek kabosar, because those taka have it in or. So over there, you chayv on chavola. But the shrotzim that are mentioned in the second pasuk, so those taka, the or is saying metamek kabosarim, they have it in basar. So they don't have it in or, so then by chavola over you, taka bipota. But al kaponim, you're telling me that Rabbanon agree that Chayvel Mishmane Shrotzim is Chayev. Here we see clearly that Rabbanon argue and they say not all of them have it in R. Zokti Gemara, Omalei Rova, Holemashem Monu Chachomim Ka'omar. This is a Dchia, that's a Doichak. You can't say Lemashem Loi Monu Chachomim. He said clearly that Chachomim say Ein R Elo Lemashem Monu Chachomim. He doesn't say Lemashem Loi Monu Chachomim. So it's a doichik to say this is as pshat in the brayza. Elo merov achi komar. You have to say the pshat in the brayza as follows. Ein or metamek kabosar, elo lemashemon chachomim. That means the tumas bosar that or is metamek kabosar, meaning the din of saying kabsaron that it doesn't have a din or is only lemashemon chachomim. Only the ones that are mentioned in the second pasuk. Mash enkein legabe Shabbos. Legabe Shabbos le'olam, he agrees that there's a din or by all the Shmoneh Shrotzim and Takiv Yechayvel Yechayev, and that's what we talk is saying now that the Machlekes Chum and Rabbanon and Rabbi Menuri is only legabe Tuma and not legabe Shabbos. Legabe Shabbos they agree. That's how Rav is going to answer. But fact Gemara on that it seems not like that. Michlal de Rabbi Menuri Hanach Nami de Leimanu Chachomim. If you're telling me that Rabbanon are saying this statement, Ein or metamek kabosar ela mashmona chachomim, is mashmona Rabbi Yochanan Menuhi argues, and he holds that hanach nami d'leimona chachomim, that even the ones that are not mentioned in the Mishnah, still are metame, they're also going to be metame, or you're saying kibsorom. That means that they have a din of tumas, or you're saying kibsorom. Aye, it says clearly not like that. V'oktonu Rabbi Yochanan Menuhi ha'imel, shmoyne shrotzim yeshlam oiras, meaning, v'loi metamin, they have a din or, and they're not metamek kapsaron. So how could you say that like Rav is saying, it seems to imply that Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri holds that even the ones that are not manu chachomim are metamek, they're metamek, or saying kapsaron. Zog to Gemara Teretz, Elom Rav Adar Bar Masna, Tritzochi. You have to answer as follows. Meaning, the chachomim oimrim, linyin tume, ein or, lamashem manu chachomim. The chachomim say, that when it comes to tuma, ein or lemashem onu chachomim. Meaning legabe tuma, ein or lemashem onu chachomim. Dafkelin yin tuma, they hold that there's no din or for the shrotzim. But legabe Shabbos, avada they agree that all shmoneh shrotzim have a din or, and yechoyvel ben yechayev. So le'olam the chachomim taka say that yechayev on Shabbos too. Zog di gemara, ba'akati lin yishabbos le'pligi, you're telling me that they're not, there's no machlekes legabi Shabbos. But Tanya is a fair shabbraisa that they argue in Rabbi Yochanan Menuhi legabi Shabbos. It says, Atzod echem mishmoneh shrotzim amun b'toyro. If someone had sold one of the shmoneh shrotzim, or he's choyvel behen, he's chayev, legabi Shabbos. And the braisa continues, b'shrotzim sheyesh lem oiris. This is only when it has an or, yechayev an chavola. Mashenge, the ones that don't have an or, yepot an chavola. Zog di gemara, what's called a chabura? Ve'ezi chabura? It's only chabura she'ein chazeres, only if it doesn't go back into the bloodstream. Meaning, nitzrar hadam. If let's say it stays under the skin, ava bishlo yotzo, even though it didn't emanate and come out of the skin, but since it's nitzrar under the skin, so that is not going to go back into the basar. So if it's a type of black and blue mark that doesn't go back into the basar, that's called a chabura. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Omer, shmoyne shrotzim yeshlem oireis. And you chayv in all of them. Why? Because since they have it in R, that means be'etzim, it's called a chabura. Be'etzim would have emanated. Just the R is preventing it from going out. So we see clearly that you're telling me loy pligel in Shabbos. Here we see Chachomim argue on Rabbi Yechem and Nuri, and they clearly say that not all Shmoyne Shrotzim have a din or, because it says Bishrotzim Hachomim Ben Chayiv when Bishrotzim Sheyesh Lehem Oiros, meaning only the ones that have an or, not all eight of them, like Rabbi Yechem and Nuri says. So it's Shver and Rav that said that Legabi Shabbos Loy Nechleku. Here we see clearly that even by Shabbos, it's only the ones that have an R according to Rabbanon, and according to Rabbi Yechni, all Shmoy Navidin R. So the Gemara, Omer Avashi, that no, they have to learn the Rabbanon over here. The Tanakam is not Rabbanon. Omer Avashi, man Tanakama, who's the Tanakam over here that says that only the ones that have an R have a din, that Yechayv and Chabura, is Rabbi Yehudahi. That's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, the Ozer Basa Gishto. That means, till now we had a Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri says that all Shmoyne Shrotzim have a din or. Rabbanan said that we said Legabi Tum at least with Mechalik between the first Pasuk and the second Pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda is Mechalik not in the first and second Pasuk. He's Mechalik in Gishto. Gishto means the sense, the feel of the R. Depends how thick it is. If it's thick or thin. If it's thick enough, it could be in the first or the second pasuk, then it's a din of or. If it's not gishto, that thick, so then it doesn't have a din or, then it's a din basar. So Rabbi Yehuda that goes basar gishto, that's a tanakama. So he taka differentiates. He says some of them have a din chabura, some don't. Depends if have a din or not. So the more man tanakama Rabbi Yehuda, those are basar gishto. You go after the feeling it. You feel it if it's thick or if it's not. The tanan, like we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, halta. Kechulda. Halta is like a chulda. Now, the chulda is mentioned in the first pasuk, the cholid. The halta is mentioned in the second pasuk. So we see the halta is like the chulda. So we see, you're mixing up the psukim. It's dependent on how thick the R is. It's not tall in the first or the second pasuk. Rabbi Yechem Inui says, all Shmoyne Shrotzim have a din or. Rabbanan say, first pasuk and second pasuk be differentiated as a miyut of Eilat Meim, legabet tuma. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends on the thickness, the gishta. You have to approach it and feel it. So an halta is like a chulda, that both of them have a din of R, even though one is in the first, one is in the second pasuk. So Rabbi Yehuda taka holds that not all of the shrotzim have a din R, and within legabe Shabbos chavola, you would not be chayv on all of them. Avol rabbonon, but ein chamid rabbonon, the pligi aleid Rabbi Yechim, they taka the argument Rabbi Yechim legabe tuma. But in Shabbos, they agree Shabbos that all have a din or be'etzim and yechayv and chabura. So when the Gemara started off, the beginning of the Gemara right after the Mishnah, so why did we say that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yechem and Nuri? Hi, Divi Rabbi Yechem and Nuri. We're saying that Shmoyne Shrotzim have a din or is like Rabbi Yechem and Nuri. Divi Rabbi Yechem and Nuri. Umach lekusoy mi boyele. It should have said it's like Rabbi Yechem and Nuri and is by plukta legabe tuma, which is the Rabbonon. Rabbonon that argue on tuma, but legabe Shabbos they agree. So it should have said, it's Rabbi Yechem Nuri bab umach lekusoy and is bab plukta that both agree that legabi chavola Shabbos it's considered a din or and yichayev. So Gemara Tani, you have to take a bigurus and say divi Rabbi Yechem Nuri umach lekusoy. Our mishnah of Shmoyne Shrotzim that yichayev and chavola is shitas Rabbi Yechem Nuri ubab pluktoy and the rabbanon that say that legabi Shabbos has a din or is taken not like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says that he doesn't differentiate. He says if it doesn't have a din or legabi tuma, only if it's gishto, so a din legabi Shabbos. But Rabbonon say Shabbos has a din, and only legabi tuma it doesn't have a din or because eilat tmeim lachem. Zok the Gemara boy minei Levi mi Rebbe minayin lechabura she'enu chizeres. How do we know that a chabura is only called a chabura when it doesn't go back into the bloodstream? If it remains, that's like a chabura. If it goes into the waste, the blood, after it becomes a black and blue mark, so that taka doesn't go back in the blood, that's a chazeres. But if it's chazeres, it needs to be that it's ein chazeres, only then it's a chabura. How do we know that it's not a chabura until it's ein chazeres? The chsiv, it says the poskin yirmiyah, hayahafach kushi oigoy v'nomech chabu voisov, is a kushi, a black person, going to change his skin? So, and likewise, a nomer, a leopard, chabu voisov, his spots, he's not going to change it. So too, the pasuk says that we can't change our ways. If our ways are ra, it can't suddenly become toif. So zokti gemara, what is the taicha chaba begoysof? My chaba begoysof. Ilem dekoy rikmi. If it means different shades, different spots that the nomer has, So Ibazoi, Haiva Nome Chabab Roisov. Why did it say Chabab Roisov? It should have said Nome Gvonov Iboile, the different spots that it has. Elo Zokti Gemara, Chabab Roisov is a Loshon of Chabura, meaning the Pasuk is telling us that Kushi, just like a Kushi, just like a Chabura and an Ar of a Kushi, Ma Ura de Kushi and a Chazeres, meaning it can't change into white. If it's black, it doesn't turn into white. It's not chazer, it's too white. So av chabura, so to chabura has to be a chabura. Chabab roisov, a chabura is only chabura when it's not chazer, it's to what its original state. But if it goes back to its original state, then it's not a chabura. Now this din that it has to be a chabura shein chazer is really, what's the yisayin of chabura? So we had Rashi says, either because of tzevea or because of Ntil Seshama. The Rambam says, yichai because of mefarik. You're taking it away from its original place. That's called Maisa Piruk, like Dosh. So according to the Rambam, it's very geschmack why it can't be Chazeres. Because Chazeres Gufa makes it that it's not Mefarik. Mefarik means it left. If it goes back, it wasn't Mefarik. It wasn't Dosh. Mashenkin, according to the other two Pshatim that Rashi brings, not like the Rambam, either because of Tzeveya, so the Tosfos Rosh has a kasha. He says, Tzeveya, Lamais, you were Tzeveya. Meinav Kimin, it's Chazeres. At the time, you were Tzeveya. And if it's because of Netil Seshama, the other Pshat in Rashi, so then it's poshut that you're not chayev unless it's Einich Chazeres. You need a limut for that. If it's Chazeres, then it's not Netil Seshama. It's only called a Netila if it goes out. Not if it's Chazeres. That's like all the mice in Netila. So then you have to understand exactly what do you need this limut, or l'chor, it's why should it be like that? That it has to be Dafke Einich Chazeres. But according to the Rambam, Mefarik, so Mefarik is Taka Dafke Einich Chazeres. Now, in addition, Avada the Din Chabura that we're talking about over here is Dafka, then it's not Mekalkal. It has to be that it's not Mekalkal, it's a Tikkun, that you need it. I need the Chabura, I need the Dam because I'm feeding the Klovim, or whatever the reason, I need the hearts to be read, that there has to be a Tikkun, otherwise it's Tam Mekalkalin. Zog the Gemara weiter, V'shash Kotzim Rumosim, the Mishnah said that Yechoivu ben Yepota, because they don't have a Din Or. Zog the Gemara, Ha hargon, it comes to imply only when you choivel your potter. But if you kill them, obviously if you kill a sheretz, so avada yechayev, zog the gemara, man tana, or obviously if you choivel and the blood comes out, you also chayev. The only reason why you pot on the chavola is because they don't have an R, so mele on the etzem nitzra adam, it's chazeres, so that would not be, they don't have an R, so mele it's chazeres, so you would not be chayev. But if it's Yotze Be'etzim, of course you're Chayv in Chavola. But Stam Chavola, because they don't have an R, you're Potter. If it's a mere black and blue mark, that's Chazeres. Ha Hargon. But if you kill the Sheretz, you're Chayv. Zog the Man Tana, who is the Tana that says that you're Chayv? Om Reb Yomi Rabbi Liazihi. The Tanya Rabbi Liazihi Oimer, Ha Hoyre Kine B'Shabbos. If you kill a light louse on Shabbos, you're Chayv Kohore Gomel. Just like you killed a big camel on Shabbos, there's no difference. According to the Rabbanon, that Argin Rabbi Eliezer, they hold that Harikina Yepota. And other Shrotzim also Yepota. But Rabbi Eliezer holds that Harik Yechayiv, so we're saying that on Chavola Yetakapota on Shash Kotzim, but in Harik Yechayiv, that's Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Now the reason why the Rabbanon say Kina is different, the Gemara is going to say soon, because it's not Parah V'Rova. Zogti Gemara, it doesn't multiply, it doesn't have a reproductive system. Maskul Rav Yosef, why do you say it's like Rabbi Eliezer Dafka? At kan lo pligi Rabbanon alei the Rabbi Eliezer. When the Rabbanon argue and they say that you potter when you kill a kino, that's Dafka bekino. They in a part of a rover. That's because it doesn't have a reproductive system like other balchais. So in Mela, it's potter on Ariga. Aval shal shkotzim u'mosim the part of a rovin. Mashen and other shkotzim u'mosim that do have a reproductive. So lo pligi. So the Rabbanon don't argue. So why do you say that it's only a Rabbi Eliezer Shita? L'chore by other Shkotzim, Rabbanon would agree. Zog the Gemara, Ushneim lo ilamdu elam eilim. The question is, what's the requirement to be chayev on Harigas Bal Chai on Shabbos? You learn it out from the Elim Adomim that had in the Mishkan. They shechted them in order to have the hides. So what do we learn out from there? Rabbi Eliezer saw like Elim, it has to be like the Elim. My Elim sheesh b'm netilas shama. As long as it's netilas shama, it doesn't make a difference if it's part of a rov or not. The criteria of Elim is that you're not on the shama. So I've koil sheesh b'm netilas shama. Any Bal Chai, you chayiv even on the kina on netilas shama. Rabbanan Tzavri, no ke'elim. Ma'elim, the poem of Rabban. Elim are unique, they're poem of Rabban. They have a reproductive system. I've called the poem of Rabban. Ma'shek and Akinah, that's not poem of Rabban. You attack a pot according to the Rabbanon. So, Mamela, you don't have to say la'olam that Shah Shrotzim, that do have a part of Rabban, is like a Beliezer. La'olam, that could be according to the Rabbanon too, as long as they're part of a Rabban. Zog de Gemara, Omele Abaya, Kina in the poem of Rabban. You're telling me that Kinim, Laos do not have a reproductive system. V'omamar, it says clearly, Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'zon, the Eibishter satiates, v'zonis to mikane re'emim, which are large animals, at beitzei kinim. Beitzei kinim is mashmadik beitzim of a kina. So that means kinim have beitzim. That means they're part of a rovim. Zogdi Gemara, no, it doesn't mean they come out of eggs that are laid. But rather, minuhu de mikri beitzei kinim. It's a min that's called beitzei kinim. Now, we might know that lice taka lay eggs, and they come from eggs. But with Chazal mean over here that we don't see beitzim, we don't see a pruravu over here. We don't see beitzei kinim. We don't see coming out of a bay like a chicken does. So in Mela, it's not considered that it's from a rovin. Masha'enkein, the fact that it beetzim are eggs that are laid, that doesn't mean that it can't be metzias like that. So the Gemara is saying, when it says Beit Zekinim, it just means the name of Beit Zekinim. But the kinim are called Beit Zekinim. But not that it's called Pogim Merovin. For Gemara Vatanya, Tipuye is the type of sheretz. U Beit Zekinim. So again, we see kinim come from Beitim. So the Gemara, no. Minu demikri Beit Zekinim. But la'olam kinim are not Pogim Merovin. Frag the Gemara, Vare Paroish, meaning, we said that other Shrotzim that are part of a Rava, you would be Chayiv. So Frag the Gemara, Vare Paroish, the part of a Rava, and yet it says, V'tanya, Atzot Paroish, B'Shabbos, Rabbi Leza, Mechayiv, Rabbi Shua, Poito. So we see clearly Rabbi Shua argues on Paroish, even though it's part of a Rava. So, just like over there, it says tzod. We're talking about tzed over there. Tzod paroish on Shabbos, according to Bishuah's potter. So adin l'chayra horik paroish would be potter. We just finished saying before that part of a rover, paroish is part of a rover. You should be chayev. Zog di gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, tzed agiga kagomis. What are you comparing one to another? You can't ask from tzed to agiga. At kan leplik Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shua elo the mouth of adov shenem b'mino nitzad. The reason why Rabbi Eliezer says that you chayev on the tzed is that you chayv even dovash ain't been in itzad, even though usually you don't hunt those type of species. Like a paroish, you still chayv on tzeder. Umar sover, Rabbi Shua holds your potter. The condition of tzeder has to be a b'mino nitzad. Masha'enkin l'inyin ahiga, aval inyin ahiga of a paroish. Everyone agrees, I feel like Rabbi Shua moida, that you chayv because it's part of a rover. We remain with that, you saw it. A kina that's part of a rover, you take a chayv on the ahiga. Because then you can't say it's different than Elim. Elim are Pavim Rovim, Parosh is also Pavim Rovim. According to everyone, it's Chayav on the Ariga. Like Abed Seder, Rabbi Shua says, that it has to be Mino Nitzad, and Parosh is not a Mino Nitzad. So you can't ask from Seder to Ariga. Loilim for Ariga, you take a Chayav because it's Pavim Rovim. Atay says, Akasha, that Rabbi Shua says you put on the Seder, mashma the pot Ravalosu. Vo'oimer Ribe Shemer Apoiris, da Filochi. Even though it's pot of a loser, im noishach adam, if it's biting you, mutalik chenon lashlicha, you can take it off you and throw it away. Dimishum tzah shori, al tzah you allowed to take it away. Aval imu ba'oyso inyan ala adam she'eni yorashin shcheno, if it's on you and you have no fear that it's going to bite you, going al savola, it's on his sleeve, on his clothing, mi bachutz, then osa litloi, avayochal apilam elev, you allowed to flick it off you, that it's a fall on its own, I mean, lapiloi, but you can't take it off if it's not going to bite you. Now we'll see soon in the sugya, this is really a big sugya because we had before in the end of the last parak, that b'mokum tsar, so then it's potu and mutter, if you have even an akav shleitishach, even if it's not a sakona, or if you have a bug that's bothering you. So at tzod nochosh, imis ask shleishcheno, even not sakona, you're potu and mutter. We said it's potu and mutter by koifin kora. So certain times it's taka potu and mutter, and certain times it's potu va'osa. It depends if it's a tzar or not. There'll be a big nafkamina legabe tzeda on Shabbos or Yontif. If you have a bee in your sukkah, and it's it's a tzar that it's not a sakona, but it's a tzar that it's, if it's on the tinek, for sure it's a tzar, because it might, it's a tzar that you don't want him to be bitzar that he's going to have a bite, a sting. So then you're allowed to trap it. Then seder would be mutter, and even potter mutter, based on the Gemara before, that we said, shloisha are potter mutter, even usually it's potter balsa. So that's, we see in this Tosis, the Hagdara, that it really depends if it's going to be a tzar or not. We see on the sleeve, not, on the skin, yes. Now, Rabbi Eliezer's shita that Hore Kino B'Shabbos Kore Gomel is L'Choritza M'Loch Shein Tzich L'Gufa. So, some Achorim want to say that Rabbi Eliezer holds like a Yehuda that M'Loch Shein Tzich L'Gufa is Chayiv. Otherwise, L'Choritza Ein Tzich L'Gufa, so how can you be Chayiv like a Hore Gomel? Now, Rabbonin that say that Yepota ain't not Chayiv, they clearly argue on Rabbi Eliezer. So the Ramban says it because you're not Chayiv on a Hariga by somebody that doesn't have Gidim V'Atzomos. So just like in the Mishkan, it was Dafka the Elim. Elim had Gidim V'Atzomos. And the Telash Shoni, which also came from a Sheretz, so some Achayim want to say there's no Rai that was in the Tils of Shoma on those Shrotzim, because the Elim they brought from Mitzrayim, Tzema was Tzavua with this Telas. That's what some Achayim want to say Al-Gabonim. That we said that all animals that you tzad l'tzorich, meaning shkotzim u'mosim, even other shkotzim u'mosim, that you chayv u'yipota, but if you tzad l'tzorich, if there's a tzorich tzich l'gufa, then you chayv. But shloi l'tzorich yipota. Zog di gemara, man tana who's this tana that holds you need l'tzorich, om rabbi dom rabbi reb shimeni do om amloch shen tzich l'gufa, pota ale. It has to be dafka l'tzorich, shen tzich l'gufa yipota. Ike the Masler, we learned Reb Shimon's din on the following memra. Ha mevis musa b'shabes. If you mevis mufis, you open up a pimple. Im lasla peh, if you're taking out the pus and you're also making an opening for the air to come in. So you chayiv, because then it's boina. Or it's makav patish, misakin mona. But it's either boina because it's lachnus loitzi. Im loitzi ben alecha, if it's only to take out the pus, then you potter. Man tana, that he has to be l'tzorich. Omarav Yud Omarav Reb Shimoni Domaloch Shein Tzichel Gufa Potter. It has to be Tzichel Gufa. I don't need the hole. It can be Nistam if it's any Tzichel Gufa. If it's Oitzim in a Lech, I don't need the hole. As long as the Lech comes out, it can close up. But if you need it Tzichel Gufa for Lahaknis Aver, then you taka, you're going to be Chayiv. So that's Reb Shimon Shita. Domaloch Shein Tzichel Gufa is Potter. Beikah the Masli Aho on the memo that we had before. At the end of the last parak, Hatzod Nochosh B'Shabbos. If you trap in Nochosh, Tzeder, Imis Asik Boshle Yishcheno. If you're doing it that he shouldn't bite you, even not a Sakonis of Foshes, you're Potter. And we said before in the Gemara means Potter Mutter. Im Lerafua, so it's a Tzerich, Tzerich Legufa, then not Pshad you're doing it because you don't want it to bite you. You're doing it because you want it, so Tzerich Legufa, Zeren Yechayev. Man Tanum Ravido Merav, Reb Shimini. The Meloch Shein Tzerich Legufa is Potter Ale. It has to be Dafke Tzerich Legufa. We'll stop over here, 8 lines from the bottom, Kuvzayin Amud Beis.